What's up, everyone? Welcome to an emergency edition of the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. On today's emergency episode of the podcast, I'll be covering Kim Ng, former general manager of the Miami Marlins, departing ways from the ball club. I wanted to do a quick episode on this, as of course the Miami Marlins are my favorite baseball team, and of course the majority of you that listen are here in Miami and are Marlins fans, so I wanted to get my quick thoughts out there. It came out this morning that Kim Ng, after a very successful playoff season for the Miami Marlins, it came out that she declined the mutual option between the ball club and herself, and she declined it. So it looks like, the Marlins now will be having to search for a new general manager and a new head of their front office. Some details have come out since the announcement this morning. I want to start off first by reading the statement that the Marlins have put out on social media. So it says, statement from Miami Marlins chairman and principal owner Bruce Sherman. The Miami Marlins announced today that Kim Ng will not be returning as the club's general manager. Although the club exercised its team option for her to return for the 2024 season, Kim has declined her mutual option. We thank Kim for her contributions during her time with our organization and wish her and her family well. We will immediately begin a thorough and extensive search for new leadership as we plan to continue to invest in the Marlins organization, both on and off the field. We are committed to our fans in the South Florida community and look to build off the momentum of the great progress of this year. Next up, I'm going to read a series of tweets from Tyler Kepner, who covers Major League Baseball for The Athletic. You could follow him on Twitter at Tyler Kepner. So Tyler, he has a thread of tweets that he put out as he was able to speak to Kim Ng. So it says, just spoke with Kim Ng, who stepped down as Marlins general manager this morning. She said, and quote, last week, Bruce and I discussed his plan to reshape the baseball operations department. In our discussions, it became apparent that we were not completely aligned on what that should look like, and I felt it best to step away. I wish to express my sincere gratitude and appreciation to the Marlins family and its fans for my time in South Florida. This year was a great step forward for the organization, and I will miss working with Skip and his coaches, as well as all of the dedicated staff in baseball operations and throughout the front office. They are a very talented group, and I wish them great success in the future. And then finally, one more tweet that I wanted to read is from ESPN baseball insider Jeff Passan. He said, the Miami Marlins wanted to hire a president of baseball operations over general manager Kim Ng, leading to her departure from the organization, sources told ESPN. When reached, Ng declined the comment, but sources said she would have been the number two after constructing a playoff team. So now that I have those tweets out of the way and all that information out of the way for you guys, I wanted to give my quick thoughts. As a Marlins fan, it is, I would say, a very sad day for the Miami Marlins. One of the worst days in our franchise's history. And obviously, we've had a lot of bad days, but it's just so unfortunate that after finally having a successful season, boom, just like that, from one day to another, the woman who constructed this roster is gone, just like that, and solely because the owner wanted to put someone over her after she just constructed, like I said, one of the most successful seasons in the history of the Miami Marlins organization. Of course, this is super recent news, like I said, as it came out this morning. So perhaps more information comes out, but it is very shocking and very disappointing as a Marlins fan. Like Kim Ng, regarding this season, Kim Ng, it didn't just start during the season, or not just because we made the playoffs, but she started doing an incredible job in the offseason prior to this season starting, as she traded for Luis Arraez, of course, who is now the Marlins second baseman. Yeah, she picked up Arraez, who obviously, you know, he's the best hitter in the league. Then during the season, you know, the Marlins have a hot start to the year. Then towards the middle of the year, they start to cool off a little bit in terms of hitting. And then at the deadline, she's able to strike and pick up Jake Berger and Josh Bell, who ended up being two huge catalysts into the Marlins transforming their season and clinching a ticket to the postseason. So yeah, Kim Eng just had, like I said, her incredible season started in the offseason. She, like I said, she picks up the best hitter in baseball, and then she has those two bats in the middle of the year that help the Marlins overcome some low points of hitting. And yeah, Berger and Bell were two, you know, huge parts of this team. So it's just very unfortunate as a Marlins fan, after so many years of losing and no success, to finally taste some, you know, some success, and to be like, wow, they're actually building something here. You know, a lot of young pieces, some veterans. It's a nice mix. We have a rookie manager in Schumacher who leads us to the playoffs, and with a great staff as well. And then say, like, boom, from one day to another, like I said, like Kim Eng's just your general manager is out. And yeah, I'm what I hope here too is that we're not just starting from scratch. I hope we don't hire someone who is a self-entitled person, meaning that he or she decides to just like break the whole team, trade everyone, and then start again, and want to cement his or her legacy. So I'm just hoping it's someone that really like sees like what the Marlins are doing here and the type of roster. I think it'll be an incredible opportunity for anyone, you know, because we do have a playoff team. We're only a few pieces away for competing for a World Series title. I firmly believe that. But with that said as well, perhaps Bruce Sherman isn't the easiest to work with. But like I said, this is very recent info as it just came out hours ago. So I don't, and of course, I don't work there. I don't know how Bruce Sherman is. I don't know what it's like working with Kim Eng either. We really don't know the full details. Of course, I read all those tweets there that have come out with some information regarding the situation. And now in terms of potential candidates, so since this is so recent, there hasn't been much talk as to who the Marlins may potentially, you know, interview for this vacant GM position here in Miami. A name that has been circulating around social media is Mike Hill. Of course, Marlins fans, you know who he is. He was here for many years in our front office. And my opinion on a potential rehiring of Mike Hill, like, I don't have anything against Mike Hill, but to me, it would make absolutely no sense because he was here for a significant amount of years, and we had zero success while Mike Hill was here. So I'm like, why would you go and bring back the old regime when this current regime was actually leading you forward into the right direction? So that really wouldn't make sense to me. I don't think a Mike Hill and Marlins reunion would be great news for the Marlins. With that said, my ideal candidate is Theo Epstein. Of course, Theo Epstein, he's won two World Series titles. He won with the Boston Red Sox. After they went many, many years without winning a title, he helped construct that team over there. One of the biggest moves is bringing in Curt Schilling, who obviously ended up being, you know, one of the best pitchers in Boston Red Sox history. And then he went on years later and started running the front office of the Chicago Cubs, who, of course, hadn't won a World Series in over 100 years. And he was able to construct an amazing roster over there and lead the Cubs to their first World Series title in a very, very long time. So that would be my ideal candidate. And in terms of Epstein and his time with the Cubs, so he got there in 2011 and they won a World Series title in 2016. I believe that this Marlins team is at least 2 or 3 years ahead of what that Cubs team was when Epstein took over there. So I don't think it will take as much time here in Miami. As I said a couple minutes ago, I do think we are only a couple pieces away from being a championship team. So, Epstein will be my ideal candidate, my ideal hire to run the front office of the Marlins. With that said, only time will tell whether or not the Marlins will express interest in Epstein and whether or not Epstein is interested in coming back to Major League Baseball as a general manager. But yeah, I mean, Theo Epstein, I think, will be an absolute grand slam. And I think the majority, if not all, Marlins fans will be very happy to have such a successful general manager run the front office of our Miami Marlins. But yeah, guys, those are my thoughts on Kim Eng leaving the Marlins. Thank you all for tuning in. If you think you know anyone who'd be interested in hearing this episode, make sure to share it with them. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at @theflame_ES. You can follow me at Rob Gao. That's R-O-B-C-A-O. Make sure to stay tuned here to The Flame Entertainment and Sports. Tomorrow morning, 8:45 a.m. Eastern Time, our sports episode of the week will be dropping. And till next time, everyone, take care.